Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points, where we, the two nerds in the room with the microphones.
The only two.
You see. We're here.
They let us have the mics. It's nice of them.
We drop some knowledge on you every week.
Every week.
So thanks
like
for listening.
Week.
Yeah, this week. We are going to drop some knowledge on you. Maybe it's like a news segment, but we do have an awesome nostalgia segment. Before we get to all of that, what we did, what we're going to do, Bear, we have a website. We're online.
Do.
We have a presence. What is it?
Okay, first, you got to get on your computer. Open up your web browser. Go to
www.netscape
if you have to. EXP, this part's important, points, P-O-I-N-T-S.com. Double tap that P.
EXPpoints.com seems simple enough. You know it's also simple? We also have a social presence, Twitters and Facebooks and YouTubes and the Google Pluses. You go to EXPpoints.com/social. You can check out all of that awesome stuff, including PayPal, Patreon, if you would like to give us money for free or give us money to do things like poetry. And
I still want someone to do that top tier Patreon.
You know what? Selfies aren't free. Like, I feel like they should pay us to take selfies.
With, I mean, you have to do that Comic-Con.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, so
you have to pay to take selfies with people? I thought they were just kind people.
No.
Kevin Conroy.
Jerks.
And Tara Strong. And
they like their money.
All those people. We also have Stitcher and iTunes. We're on the web. We're streamable. We're podcastable. So if you go to exppoints.com, you can listen to us there. You go to iTunes and search for the Experience Points Radio Show, either on iTunes or Stitcher, and you can find us there. I'm talking too long. We're going to go ahead and cut to two songs and then come back. And we're going to talk about what we did this past week. Hanging On by Ellie Goulding, followed by Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
Listen to Experience Points. Keep it locked on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, still MG.
Always Red Bear.
That was Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo. Before that, Hanging On by Ellie Goulding. This is a segment where we talk about what we did the past week, Bear. Please, if you don't mind, what did you do?
Would you believe I played video games?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's crazy, huh?
Are you lying to me?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay,
I actually played video games. I actually lost a video game. I freaked out.
Which video game?
Pokemon X.
Oh, that's
and
the,
I'm
one
like,
of the new ones?
The last gen new one. They had a new one come out. Anyway, so no. I had the actual cartridge. This is a weird problem. I'm glad we're moving to digital distribution like Steam and Nintendo, and they're all moving to that.
Yep.
Because I lost the cartridge.
Oh, wow.
It popped out of my 3DS.
It popped out?
Yep.
Is it spring-loaded? Does it like shoot out like a wafer from those guns?
I could probably. Yeah, actually.
Oh, okay.
So it popped out.
And the cartridges are small. They're like an SD card size.
A little bit bigger
almost.
Than an SD card, yeah. So probably kind of like compact flash
used
to be.
You could accidentally swallow these things.
You're trying.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, that popped out. I eventually found it in the bottom of my backpack attached to a magnet. So I don't even know if the save file is good.
Wow.
I don't know. I'll let you know. I'll update y'all on that next week.
You could.
But during this whole period, so I didn't have that. I bought the new Pokemon, which is a remastered version of Ruby and Sapphire.
They're all about getting that money.
They're all about getting that money. That was $40.
Thanks, Game Freaks.
Yeah, I know, right? But I'll be honest, I don't know really if I didn't feel like I was really worth $40. I think I could have just bought the old version and then old
What's
Game
remastered
Boy.
About it?
I'm assuming I didn't play the Ruby and Sapphire. I'm assuming the graphics have been updated.
So this is
a new
this
engine.
Is something for the 3DS, right?
Yeah, this is for the 3DS.
Okay.
So
and the original
and
got, was for
and
the
I bought
2DS.
This one
or the
I think
3...
the advanced.
Okay.
Maybe.
Wow, it's that far back.
Maybe. We'll have to fact check that.
Yeah.
But no, what was I saying? I was saying words.
Okay, so you lost it, and you bought the new
one. Oh, yeah, so I bought the new one, and I lost it. I don't really feel like it was worth $40, but I bought it through the digital distribution. So this time, it can't pop out.
Nice.
And I can't lose it.
Did you? So I used to have a DS.
For a week.
And a 3DS. No, I had a DS for like a year, and then I got a 3DS.
For like a week.
And then I realized I never play any of the games, so I got rid of it. But in the time that I had my DS, I actually had... was it like Nintendo Power or not the game, not the thing, but like the Nintendo Club, the fan club, whatever it is. I actually got like a little Nintendo like game case, like a little plastic game case that you could put, six or nine or 18 games in or something. And I got it for free just for buying games and through Wii, for the Wii, for the GameCube. I would just subscribe and put my points in and then I would get the stuff. They're doing away with that. They're getting rid of that system in favor of something else.
Probably because they're just going to digitally distribute everything.
Maybe.
And the new 3DS comes out next month.
Isn't it smaller?
I don't think it's smaller. I believe it has a faster processor. They're saying it has improved download speeds, which will be great. And something interesting is it has a motion, like face tracking for the 3D.
Interesting.
So the problem with the 3D, if you ever used it, is if you turn it slightly, it goes all wonky and you have these crazy images.
Okay.
So this is uses a camera on the front to actually follow your face and adjust the 3D. So
that battery life, though.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm also, that's what I'm worried about. But I think it's GameStop's offering a $100 trade-in for the old 3DS right now. Towards the new one. So it makes it $100.
I think I'd be okay with getting like a 3DS XL, like the nice big ones. Yeah, that's what I have.
Forget the little tiny crap.
Get a nice big one. I feel like I don't. How many games are online on the DS? Like
I wanna
Mario,
say like
Mario
all
Kart.
Of, I believe the entire library is online.
No. I mean, like, how many games require an online connection in order to play? You know, it's like hard.
I believe most of them require an online connection.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, cool. Any other cool stuff this week?
Oh, no. That was pretty much my week.
Very cool. You played some games. That's nice.
Played some Pokemon. Got really far in Omega Ruby.
Sure. Okay.
So, fun.
Nice.
Fun times. What did you do?
I picked up another game. I picked up Dragon Age Inquisition.
Interesting choice.
I went to a store where I had a lot of credit. And it was so much credit where
Matt's
I was
got
like
stupid street cred.
I got street cred and I also have store cred. I went to this store and it's an awesome store. But it's all the way, like, it's in Covington, which is, for people that don't know, the
forever away.
Yeah, it's, like, at least 30, 40 minutes away.
It's, like, right south of Anchorage, I think.
On the, no. I mean, it is south of Anchorage, but not directly. Anyway, so I made a decision. I said, I'm going to spend the money, spend all the store credit I have, and if I want to come back and trade more stuff in, I will. So I just was looking for a game, and I saw Dragon Age Inquisition for PS4. Normally, I was going to get it for PC, but I said, you know what? Yeah, I want it to look as nice as it can, and I don't want to buy a new graphics card to do it. I don't want to spend that money yet. So I have a PS4. Mm-hmm. Let's get Dragon Age Inquisition. So I started playing that. I am enjoying it so far, though. I realize that sometimes I just want to get in and play a game, and I don't want to do a character. I don't want to create a character. But then I don't want to go with any of the pre-made characters that are there because they all look dumb.
Right, because it's very important that you spend at least 5 hours making your character.
Dude, I probably spent like at least an hour just meticulously making.
I believe we've all been there.
Ilana, she's a red-haired elf mage that has green eyes.
And eventually, she'll wear armor, and you'll never see her again.
Yes, it's pretty much it's Spock's mom from the new Star Trek. I can't remember her name, the actress's name, but anyway, it's her, but as an elf. And I realized that, like, something.
This is what MG does.
This
in
is
video
what I
games.
Do. Yeah, it's practically
Spock's mom.
It's,
dragons,
practically, it's practically a visual novel at that point. But yeah, so I'm playing that. That was pretty cool. Picked up Elite Dangerous for a little bit. Updated that. Played a little bit of that. And again, I'm still having that problem where it's freezing on my desktop, but not on my laptop. But I was able to play about an hour before it froze. And and then I launched it again and it froze.
Yay, for alpha releases.
Yeah, but you know what? It was fine. It was fun. I'm enjoying it.
That's good.
Other than that, I've actually been doing a lot of work. I've been doing a ton of work. No, I love it. I'm doing some hardcore systems administration, and I can't complain. So
that's good. Nice way to try to keep your job.
And I finished House. I finished the entire series of House.
Oh, okay.
So
did you finish building a house? I'm only
House MD.
I am done housing.
House MD. I'm about, 5 or 6 years late from finishing House?
I think so. If it makes you feel any better, I just finished Doctor Who, like, not very long ago.
Well, I mean, Doctor Who's still going. You didn't finish anything.
Well, no, but I mean, I finally started watching it. Yeah, I caught up. This new hip Doctor Who thing with all the kids.
For the past 50 years.
Yeah, shut up.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what we did. We're going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some nostalgia. Maybe you caught on. It was at the
Maybe
beginning of the. It was at the beginning
in.
Of the thing. Maybe you're dialed into the nostalgia
Our
moment.
Our string probably doesn't work too well then.
Nope. This is Mega Man Cowboy Bebop by Tetsunuki Suit Riot, followed by Take Over the World by your favorite Martian. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Take Over the World by your favorite Martian. Before that, Mega Man Cowboy Bebop by Tatsunuki Suit Riot. We started this new nostalgia section. And it's not fully replaced the retro game. It's just retro thought. Like, that's it's retro stage. So in the retro stage. You have to move your arms like a robot, like retro stage. Get down with it.
Choo, choo, choo.
Like Bender from Futurama. So this is the retro stage. We're going to talk about some nostalgia. And if you were listening to the start of the show, the very start of the show, you may have thought like we were accidentally receiving a fax or something. But that's actually intended. So this is what you heard at the beginning of the show. So, Bear, describe what that is.
That is the sound of the internet.
That is the internet. That's what the
internet
sounds.
That is what the internet sounds like. If you ever wondered, kids.
Ears unclouded by broadband. That is the sound of the internet.
Get your head out of the cloud. Oh. And that is what the internet sounds like.
So specifically, that was...
At least in the 90s, it did.
That was AOL's dial-in sound, but that was virtually any modem sound.
Right.
You know, there's slight changes or whatever.
And like I said, I still get nostalgia when I hear that.
Yeah, I want to like keep playing it like and play it again. And then, play it again. But it's like so long, we just waste time.
Matt, I believe half the people listening would just be like, please stop. That's the most annoying thing I've ever heard in my life.
So for old people that remember the dial-up age of the internet, and I mean,
right after we got rid of the dinosaurs, then we started the internet.
Let's go ahead. This isn't a section of the show where we give you facts. This is more or less where we...
Wait, we get facts on the show?
Yeah, we do. We drop some knowledge. That's the drop of the knowledge. We're going to drop some paraphrase knowledge.
Just making everything up.
So here's how life was back in the day, and we're going to go in reverse. So we have broadband right now.
We do.
And sometimes you have fiber optic to your apartment, right?
Yes.
So you have fiber optic, and that's like really fast. I mean, it's faster than broadband typically, and broadband, it's the speed is limited by the cable, but it's also limited by the service that you pay for.
Right.
So fiber optic can, you know,
and then how they actually connect to the fiber optic network.
Right. So we're saying, you know, fiber optic's faster. It could be, but it may not be. So fiber optic is new, and that's the new thing. And then before that, it was like cable.
Well, consumer fiber optic is new. Let's be clear on that.
Right. Fiber optic is run from ISP to ISP.
That's what the internet basically lives on.
Right. Big, thick, giant.
It's a giant cable. There's actually a giant cable that goes across the ocean to.
Like in the Atlantic or whatever?
Yeah, over to our European friends.
So that's like how the internet works now. You know, that's how you get your connection. You go and you plug it into your modem. It's still a modem, and that typically goes to a router, and then that goes to all your devices, whether it's wired or wireless. So your router is what does all the heavy lifting, but the modem is what actually does. I'm sorry, the modem does all the heavy lifting. The router just parses it all out and routes traffic. It's like a big traffic guard.
Yeah, okay, that's a good way.
So the modem is a modem. What is? Do you remember what modem stands for? Like back from your A+ days, modulate, demodulate, MODEM.
I don't remember.
I just told you modem, demodulate, modulate.
Sure, let's believe what MG says.
So the internet is a series of waves. It's just a bunch of waves.
I thought it was a series of tubes.
That have waves in them.
Wow.
Modulate and demodulate processes by the modem essentially translate and send and receive those waves and make them into nicer, easier to understand things for your routers and your computers.
Not necessarily you.
Not necessarily you. So we have these really fast modems. Let's take a step back from fiber optic. We had broadband, cable modems.
Yeah.
Was the same big giant, I think it's RG6 as the cable size. It's this big, you know, the screw-in connector that typically is what you used to screw into your TV.
Back in the day.
So it's this big, fat, thick signal of internet that is in this big, fat, thick...
I love
fat,
how you're
thick,
describing this.
Like, well, no, I'm trying to get it down because not everyone's technical. Big, fat internet...
Goes
in a little box and it makes the internet happen. Before that, you had DSL, which is unfortunately the hell that I'm living in right now. You have DSL, which is it's all through a phone line, and then it goes into your modem.
Do you still have the filters on your – do you have to use the filters?
If you have a telephone line, like a hard line in, then yes. If you don't have an actual phone, like a landline, then you don't need it. All the filter does is filter out the phone and the
voice
DSL
signal versus data signal.
Right.
Yeah.
So they can exist on the same line. And since the phone line has to be run because it's technically a utility and it's mandated by the FCC, every house has to have a landline. Every house conceivably could have DSL. That's how I got stuck with it. So before that, we still used phone lines. But we couldn't – on DSL, you could, like, pick up the phone if you have a landline and you're online.
Thank you, filter.
And it's always on. You can talk. And you get a phone and you get the internet. Before DSL,
wow, this
though,
technology, kids, I know.
Before technology, like DSL, you had a regular phone line, a dial-up modem, and a hard line, like a landline, but you could not talk and be online at the same time.
In fact, if your mother picked up the phone, you got knocked offline.
Right. So
it was terrible.
The sound you heard was literally the modem on either your computer or sometimes a separate modem.
Yes.
That would, because only in the later stages were they built in. Before, you actually had to pick up the handset on a phone
and
plug it into a cradle. Yeah. It was a cradle, and yep. You were like, it was literally a microphone that fit on top of the speaker.
The internet worked through sound.
It was all sound based, and still those little modem thingies, the sounds that you hear from the modem dialing in, that's still sound.
Yeah,
it's an analog signal. So you had this dial up modem that was literally just the sound based. It was like Morse code. It was a telegraph. It really was a telegraph.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, just a step above that.
Above a telegraph.
Yeah, your computer translated.
Slightly faster telegraph.
Wow. So, kids, that's what we dealt with growing up.
So, there was in different speeds, too. You had 56K.
Dude, I remember when
you had 128K. You had 128K.
I never had 128K.
And that was right before or right at when DSL was coming out.
Okay.
And that's 128 kilobits, which is nothing. 128K a second, and then step down, 56, and then step down. I think there was a 48, and then there was a 28. Practically, which was so slow. The crazy thing is this technology still sort of exists. First off, like net zero and all these other things, they'll still offer you like, I think free internet. I think AOL stopped giving you free hours, like 50 free hours of internet.
I miss the AOL discs.
Those were nice. The AOL discs.
I used to actually go to Sears, get like a stack of the AOL CDs when they switched off the floppies.
Yeah.
Because I liked the jewel cases.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that was, you robbed Sears of
their AOL demos.
AOL demos. Yeah.
And now they're coming after me years later.
This is still sort of used with like ATMs. With anything that doesn't need to maintain a connection that can dial in,
Have to send a ton of data.
Yeah, it's really just saying it's sending like a 16-digit number and then quitting, with a yes or a no. This is perfect because everywhere's got a phone line.
Presumably.
Everywhere may not have a broadband type of cable line or fiber optic line. So
it's still in use today, and that's the thing to know.
But I remember, so you were telling a story a minute ago about your mom. You were playing a game. Was it Descent or what was it?
Did Descent have multiplayer?
I'm
trying to remember. Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, yeah, it did.
Over IPX and Apple Talk.
And there was guilds back then. Yeah. That's where they started. Yeah, because I was a part of that. I forgot about that. Yeah. Basically, though, if you're playing an online game through your phone, the other computer had to dial into your house.
Yeah.
So your phone would ring a few times before your computer goes, hey, this is a data signal. I should answer that.
Yep.
And so my mother always wanted to know why computers were calling the house. She was concerned that there was the hackers. Yeah,
Russia.
Probably the Chinese or the
Korea.
Russians. North Korea's dialing in. Wow. And there's that. And then if she wanted to answer the phone because, I don't know, she needed to call someone, that knocks you off. And you didn't get phone calls. And if you did, there's a possibility you'd get knocked off.
So it was just this.
So you had internet some of the time.
You had, so it wasn't all, and that's the big change from dial up to DSL is that it's not always on with dial up.
Right.
It literally is you call in, you start using minutes. That was the concept of minutes instead of unlimited. It was this crazy different time. And we still use this with ATMs, and I forgot to mention, but fax machines. Fax machines still do it.
Machines are still a thing, too.
Fax machines are still a thing somehow. But anyway, I remember we had dial-up on my old Mac computer, Performa 6360, and I would play Marathon, which was a first-person shooter. We've reviewed it in the game or in the show. I remember playing this game, and it was so awesome. And then my dad or my mom would pick up the phone to call something, and it would instantly disconnect me. And I was just so upset.
And not only that, they would also get upset because they'd get blared with that noise that you heard at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, yeah, it's like this freakish, chirpy, you know, just terrible
staticky
noise. Chirpy static that's just, you know, it's otherworldly. So happy. And I complain about my internet speed all the time.
And that's another thing.
Happy.
Kids these days have it so lucky. It's so much easier to, like, get away with things on the internet. Because, like, back in the day, if I want to get on at 2 a.m., I had to dial in.
Which was
and
loud.
And, like, that's not an artificial sound. That's a hardware sound that just blared through the house.
You heard that. And a lot of modems had a speaker built on, like, soldered on the board.
Soldered to it.
And it would have to make that sound. I don't know why. Maybe it was just some
feedback. Maybe it was to prevent kids from getting on at 2 a.m.
Some type of feedback. Like, maybe, you know, Etel or whoever was making these boards was like, well, you know, it takes like at least 16 seconds.
Well, no, because you remember because it would vary amount on your connection time. And if you got a connection also, the connections may be full, but you would be able to listen. And I don't remember the tone anymore, but you'd be able to tell whenever it was actually connecting.
Yeah. That's a good
point. So that's probably what it was for.
I think it's at the dee-doo-dee-doo-dee. It's at the, it's the, yeah, it's the steppy little whatever.
So then you knew it was actually connecting. Man, but yeah, you had to do that. I mean, but today you're always online. There's no sounds giving you away. There's that private browsing.
I imagine that all of the supervillains in the world, if we had superheroes and supervillains, all the supervillains in the world would come about in the early 90s. From having to deal with dial-up modems.
That would just have caused a lot.
The stress and the anxiety and the frustration of just being trying to read an article or trying to connect to a MUD or trying to connect to ICQ or IRC, I guess IRC at the time. So anyway, that's our nostalgia segment, dial-up internet.
It's a thing.
We are going to cut to Threshold by Sex Bomb off the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack and Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some news, and then we're going to end out the show. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We are Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. Before that, Threshold by Sex Bomb. We are in the main part of the show. It's the news.
Welcome to it.
The news segment. We're going to drop some news on you. Recently, have you heard what's going on with the Elder Scrolls Online game?
The Elder Scrolls game. Well, I actually didn't buy it because I was afraid of what was probably going to happen. Okay. No one else would either.
So they are, if you didn't buy it, lucky for you, they are, well, not really. You still have to pay for the game, but they are re-releasing
it. If I want it.
And removing subscription fees whenever it's coming out for PS4 and Xbox One this June. So
that was fast.
It came out on PCs last year.
Last year.
And middle of last year, I believe. And it just couldn't keep up with World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy XIV.
It's honestly amazing that after all these years, World of Warcraft is still the juggernaut.
Dude, it's 10 years. Just keeps on trucking.
Did you see the little statue that they gave out
to the
last members?
The little Hellscream statue, which is really nice. I've been playing for 10 years, and I don't get a statue.
What?
But apparently I don't meet the requirements.
You cut your subscription at some point, didn't you?
Yeah, I cut my subscription for... I probably have... I don't know, 3 or 4 parts in there where I just stopped paying for a few months and then got back on it. But
yeah, I think that's what most people do, actually.
It's
you don't get the little Hellscream statue if you do.
So I'm thinking, what, 10 years? So it's 10 times 12 times 15.
Oh, God, MG's doing math, everyone. Hold on.
Plus the cost of the games, plus the expansions.
It's not worth the value of the statue.
$1 billion worth.
$1 billion.
Easy math. Wow. Anyway, so Elder Scrolls Online is going to be re-released as Tamriel Unlimited for...
You know what Bethesda really needs to do if they want to do an MMO?
What?
Fallout.
So they've been talking about a Fallout MMO.
Like, and I believe everyone and their mother would join Fallout MMO.
It depends. I don't think I'd want to join a Fallout MMO if it was the same like Fallout 3 engine. To me, that engine looked ugly.
Well, that engine's old now.
Well, okay, I'm just saying, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, that's
what do you want to talk about?
Tamriel Unlimited is going to be released without subscription fees, March 17th for PC and Mac, and June 9th for PS4 and Xbox One. It'll include all the DLC that was previously accessible. There will be microtransactions, of course, and extra little things.
Yeah.
Speaking of games, though.
I like games.
You remember all those cool games that we played back in the day from LucasArts?
Oh, man. Oh, LucasArts.
Yeah, like the Star Wars games.
X-Wing and TIE Fighter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter even?
Digital debut. A few months ago, end of last year.
Oh, good gosh. Because you know how I lose things.
Yeah, right. So it's digital
distribution.
You could always just download another copy. X-Wing TIE Fighter came out from Good Old Games. They're releasing soon... X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, Star Wars X-Wing Alliance, and Star Wars Galactic Battleground Saga, including Battlefront 2, Dark Forces, which is probably the best game ever.
That's my favorite Star Wars game.
And then Knights of the Old Republic 2.
I don't either Dark Forces or Jedi Academy. That's
Jedi Academy is really, really good. All of those are going to be DRM-free on Good Old Games. I hope they've come up with, or they're going to come out with Galaxy soon. It's essentially Steam for Good Old Games.
Yeah, but anyway, go ahead and dial into that, kids, and get your copy.
That's a good segue. That's awesome. Such slow internet. Slightly, I have faster internet than some people, I think. Like, your parents have slow internet.
Yeah, well.
They were like 28K.
Yeah, when it works.
So today was important because Microsoft made a lot of... They said a bunch of things into microphones, and they're recorded.
It wasn't even Steve Ballmer saying it.
It wasn't
this time.
Steve Ballmer. It wasn't. I'm not even sure it was the new guy. But
who they even send out for?
I can't remember. I caught it, but I was watching it kind of in the corner of my eye. Let's talk about some of the cool stuff that they were talking about. Bear, what do you want to talk about first, as far as Windows is concerned?
Well, Windows is a thing. In case you didn't realize,
okay. So
they're skipping all 9 and going right on to 10.
All right, so we're at 8.1. We're going to skip 9.
Go to 10.
And it's called 10. 9,
don't worry about it.
Not yeah, X.
Not X, which I would have loved just to see what Apple
Windows X.
Yeah, Windows OS X would have been great.
What if Matt comes back and is like, now with Mac OS X Windows 2 or something, OS Windows X 1
That's
or
just
whatever.
Getting confusing. So anyway, on the gaming side, Xbox can stream to Windows 10 devices. So that's cool.
So it's like... So it's like that Steam streaming, but in
reverse
like
order.
Backwards.
Yeah. So the console can go to the PC.
That's kind of interesting, I guess,
and
because...
it allows you to play against PCs. If you want to.
I like the idea because sometimes I don't want to turn on a TV that's connected to the console.
Because you're already sitting at your computer.
Yeah, I'm already sitting at my computer because I'm a huge nerd, and I want to play it there, so that's cool.
It's sad. I can't tell you. I have a nice, giant Panasonic TV.
Yeah.
But, like... my computer's right next to it, and I often just watch it, like, whatever I'm doing on my computer, because
I feel the same
like
way.
Going
I have
around.
A big projector, and it's like, I don't ever get on it, because, man, I turn it on, and turn the AV thing on,
so
and
much work.
Might as well just go in my computer room.
It's almost
where
as
it's
much
warm.
Work as producing a radio show.
That's a lot of work. there are crazy things that happen all the time. So
anyway, that's the thing you'll be able to do.
Windows will be free also. This is their first time doing this, I think.
Yeah. It's because I don't think 8.1 sold at all, or 8 even.
8 didn't really sell well, because I thought it was going to be
Vista. And the consumers hated it to start with.
I like it. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But,
well, by and large, I believe it was considered a failure because consumers didn't adopt it.
Oh, wow.
And everyone's moving to mobile platforms, but that's a whole other thing. If you have Windows 7 or up, you can upgrade within the first year to 10 for free.
Awesome. So 7, 8, 8.1, you get Windows 10 for free as long as you download it in the first year.
Yeah, you have a year to do it, 365 days.
Okay. We both did this Office 365 moment.
Are we going to subscribe to the new OS?
So in Windows 10, there's a lot of really cool stuff that's going in there. The big push is continuous experience across all these different platforms. So
this is something they kind of started back in 8 with the interface. That's why you had the weird Metro-y thing that everyone hated on the desktop, because they're trying to make it the same on tablets, phones, desktop,
no consoles. Matter what. Okay.
So that didn't work. But this is a little bit different. This is writing an application and having it compile and run on all the devices.
So complete universal app programming. Just you have one core. It's going to be on every device.
Spoilers, it's going to be in .NET.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course.
But they're open sourcing .NET. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
So that's going to be nice.
I don't care, but...
I don't care.
I'll continue to program and other things.
Yeah, I get you.
In the Pythons and stuff. Well, that's cool. Do we have anything other cool things about Windows 10 to talk about?
Interesting things.
I know Cortana.
Yeah. Right there. She's going to be on the desktop now.
They better not, just in your phone. They better not make a girl a promise they can't keep, because I'm just saying...
But yeah,
everyone that knows the reference is hearing that in her voice.
Yeah, and luckily you'll be able to hear her voice on your desktop because they have the same voice.
Oh, that's nifty.
So that's cool. And also, one thing I really like about it. So oftentimes you may or may not, depending on what you're doing, do things, and you don't necessarily want people knowing about it.
Like when
you incognito man on the internet, when you go somewhere
with your phone, the phone's like, hey, it took 10 minutes to get there. Is this important to you? And you're like, no, I don't want anyone to know I was there.
You know, or that questionable website you went to that one time by accident.
Right.
Yeah. So if Cortana notices this and learns this about you, you can erase her memory.
Wipe her memory.
I wish you could do that to a lot of people.
That seems like like the DLC or the extended scene from Her. Like, oh, I told you something, you know,
and
weird.
And for the last test, it'll be an eye exam. Please stare directly into
Right, yeah.
So, you'll be able to delete links if you don't like what she's learned about you.
I don't think that, so it's not replacing like the start menu, but it's going to be integrated in.
It's going to be integrated in. I believe from what I saw today, you're going to be able to go, hey, Cortana. Do I need to wear a jacket today?
Yeah.
Was the example they used.
Oh,
I'm like, man, can't you just Google that crap?
Well, very cool.
But, I mean, that's cool.
So
presumably she'd be like, yeah, you have to wear a jacket today. Deal with it.
As far as gaming's concerned, though, a kind of fringe benefit, or maybe a directed benefit of everything sort of getting the same core, is that when an update is for one, there will be an update for all.
That's true, presumably.
Which could be nice because, first off, I would even say that there are now more proportionally even number of gamers that have Xbox Ones as there are people that have like Windows PCs that are for gaming.
Like, probably true.
Like
probably
maybe,
true.
Maybe I'm not saying they're even. I'm saying that there are more Xboxes now than there ever have been, and with a common core,
between everything.
Between all these devices. Because, I mean, I don't think you're going to want a game on a phone. Like, not really hardcore game on a phone. It's cool that you can do that, or on a tablet. It's cool that you can do that. But there's a benefit to having hardware and everything.
Speaking of hardware, let's move on to this segment,
Project HoloLens, which is pretty much holodeck all around you from Microsoft.
If it's anything like they showed, I'm excited.
So a lot of people were crying, oh, it's just another Oculus Rift VR thing, Bob. It's not.
No.
It's not meant to cover your eyes. It's meant to enhance the world around you. So it's like regular glasses. I mean, it's a huge giant.
It's like some goggles. I mean, you're going to look ridiculous wearing it.
It's the guy from the Cloud City with the big giant thing. You're absolutely right. So it's this big thing that sits on your head. It's untethered. Everything's on board. So the CPU, the GPU, and the holographic unit that they're using, all on board, batteries and everything. And it's also running, conveniently, Windows 10.
Yay.
So you're running Windows 10. This also includes all the stuff that can run on Windows 10, provided it has the bit of code to mess with the UI on the holographic side.
Right, right.
The same app will work. So,
which is really, like I said, if it's anything like they actually showed, I'm super excited.
The video was it wasn't promising, but it made promises.
That's a good way to put it.
It wasn't promising, but it made promises. And when, you know what? NASA is already sort of committed to drive the Mars rover. Curiosity with this thing somehow. Like they had a little part in the demo, and it's neat. The problem that I see, though, is that one, there's no price. But at the same time, you pay $1,000 for a really decent gaming rig. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't pay $1,000 for this if it does what it says it's going to do.
If they deliver what they've said,
if I put it on and it has like a 30-minute battery life, I don't want to see that. You know, it's one thing to buy a quadcopter and it has 30-minute battery life, but whenever I essentially buy a computer that I want to watch a movie on,
Watching Netflix with it, which was a really cool thing, because that would get rid of worrying about screen size, because this just makes a screen.
Or have Netflix follow you.
Yeah,
you don't even have to worry about sitting down. You could.
So how many pedestrians going to die now?
This could be a bad thing too. But like, I look like I'm cooking. I need to read the recipe or watch a recipe while I'm cooking,
and then grease fire. And you're like, wow, that's a really cool animation. Oh my God, that's real.
I have safety goggles, though, with this thing.
It's okay. I got safety goggles.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and cut the two songs, come back in and out of the show. This is Zero Day by MC Frontalot, and then followed by You Were Talking About Pokemon.
Like
Gotta Catch 'Em All by Power Glove. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Experience Points, but not for much longer, Bear.
No, not at all.
We are out of time.
No, worst thing ever.
You can catch us next week, Wednesday, 9 to 10 p.m. We are online. What is the website?
exppoints.com. Always double tap that P.
We also have social media. Check us out at exppoints.com/social if you want to check out Facebook, Twitter, and all of those other awesome things.
Again, I really want someone to do the Patreon thing so I can write a poem about them.
It'd be really awesome. I would very much like to just take selfies with sticky notes, and I don't know if that's a weird thing or not.
It's all good.
Anyway, we are working on doing a lot of overhauls with the way the show works, the way a lot of other things work. So please, if you like what we're doing, send us an email. If you don't like what we're doing, keep it to yourself.
No, please. Actually, we need feedback.
We do need feedback. But for another time, this is going to be Onomatoguchi with Airbrushed. I've been NG.
And I've been Red Bear.
This has been Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.